keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jaya and Unity with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the National leader David Littleproud has announced that he's open for a nuclear power plant in his electorate in Queensland. The announcement comes after the Coalition's plan to convert Australia's existing fleet of coal plants to the controversial source of electricity generation. Littleproud said, quote, "I would support a process to explore small-scale modular reactor technology in my electorate with approved consultation and education of the community if a moratorium was removed," end quote.
The Queensland Police have announced that they will be introducing the use of new tasers that can reach up to 14 metres and be discharged around 10 times before reloading. The announcement comes off the back of a report from the ABC that found that the QPS shot more people last year than the rest of Australian police combined. The move has been backed by the Queensland Police Union, who say it will improve officer safety and community protection. This follows the death of a 95-year-old Claire Noland, who was tasered earlier this year.
In national news, a popular budget measure which will aim to halve the price of common medicine is facing a last-minute challenge in the Senate, as the Coalition aims to block 60-day prescriptions and force Health Minister Mark Butler to negotiate with pharmacies. Labor's budget policy will effectively halve the price of 320 common medicines for consumers by allowing them to buy 2 months of medicine for the price of one. Pharmacy owners say that if this happens, they will be forced to close or cut services as they lose income from the reduced fees that they receive from the government. The opposition currently faces an uphill battle in gaining the crossbench's support after the Greens voiced their support for the government's policy.
A 60-year-old Sydney man has been jailed for 6 months following his attempt to steal an ibis from a local park to cook and eat it. The bird was stolen, stuffed in a backpack, and ridden to the man's home on a stolen bike, where it was slaughtered and hung to dry in his bathroom. The man claimed he likes to eat them when he's high on meth and was confused if the birds could be eaten in New South Wales, but pled guilty to 10 counts of animal cruelty, shoplifting, and drug possession. This is allegedly the second time the man has tried to steal an ibis after another attempt in March outside a train station.
In international news, 5 people have been killed in Cape Town, including a 40-year-old British national, amidst the violent taxi strike. The week-long strike was called in response to what drivers are saying were heavy-handed tactics by law enforcement. The taxi drivers and owners say that their vehicles were being targeted and impounded for minor offences. Infringements included not wearing a seatbelt and illegally driving in the emergency lane. Drivers claim that others who commit the same offence were only given fines. The UK has issued a travel warning after the strike was listed as a high security threat for tourists visiting South Africa.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a chance of fog and light winds. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is 5 and the UV index is predicted to reach, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.